The wait is over. The super street has arrived.
The first time I got totally freaked out because I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, where am I? I got really confused, and so did the other five people in my car.
Nikita Corley, like several other drivers, is getting used to the new intersection, or lack thereof, on Highway 15501 at Europa Drive and Irwin Road. The intersection used to be a five-way stop, but multiple traffic lights are gone now, replaced by two U-turns before and after the site of the old intersection.
One intersection became four intersections now, but all those four signals were coordinated so that the 15501 traffic continuously moving, except when they get the U-turns.
That's Chapel Hill's Engineering Services Manager Kumar Nepali. So now if you're traveling north on 15501 and want to make a left on Irwin Road, you first pass Irwin, make a U-turn, then a right-hand turn onto Irwin Road. The same process applies if you're going south and want to get to Europa Drive. You might ask, why all the hassle to make one intersection into four?
The main purpose of the project was to reduce the congestion delay to the motorists and also reduce certain type of accidents.
Initial estimates are that drivers traveling this stretch of road save an average of 3 minutes during the busiest parts of the day, and when accidents do occur, they're more likely to be sideswipes instead of T-bones. Another benefit particularly important to a town like Chapel Hill is a healthier environment.
When you're reducing the delay to the cars, motorists, it reduces the emissions, which improves the air quality. So, which is a good thing actually for the community.
Good indeed. But Emily Osterhus says the super street still needs work.
I feel like they might need a sign or something, like a little warning, like, hey, this is a reminder, we completely changed this intersection, so don't be freaked out.
Good news, Emily. Nepali says workers will put new signs in place alerting drivers about the U-turns, and they'll repaint the lines to help drivers stay in their lanes during the turns. And as Coralie says, it just takes some getting used to.
Once everyone goes through it once, they know what to do.
Once the final tweaks to the project are complete, Nepali says the intersection on 15501 at Sage Drive could be the next candidate for a super street-like change. And even the Manning Drive intersection closer to campus could undergo changes, which might tremendously help the flow of traffic on football and basketball game days. But for now, enjoy hearing less of this and more of the sound of smooth sailing. In Chapel Hill, this is Walter Sorholt, 1360 WCHL.